We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Nakey.
No, just
dancing. Like, how are you dancing?
Like, you would have like cute little outfits you would wear, and the, you know, less you had on, the more tips you would get.
Oh, like, so I could wear like stripper clothes and get money for it.
But it's all up to you. It's like, do you want
it.
Just the tip, or do you want the whole thing?
I want the whole enchilada. Give me the 20, baby.
Okay, this is not Capriati's, but we'll go there later.
All right. Panda, thank you so much for joining us. We totally appreciate you, sir.
thank you so much.
Woo! All right, so we got community events. Stefan Sofrisi with the events. What we got going on in the 702?
So last weekend, we had the HRC Gala, which was a great turnout from what I heard. I did not attend this year, but I was at the Piranha after party, which was pretty cool. The I'm in party at Piranha. And then we had the Temptation Sunday season opener.
Hey,
over
how
there.
Did that go? I ended up losing my wallet over the weekend, and I was so PO'd because I could not go.
Well, it was pretty fun. And the thing is, you know, it was Mother's Day, so I got there, got the chairs, because, you know, we talked about that.
Oh my
chair
god,
issue.
That was such a debacle last year. I felt like a criminal.
Then I left like an hour later to go to my Mother's Day dinner. Got back at 5:30, so I missed like the crucial time of it. But you know, mom is more important. Temptation happens every day of
every single Sunday.
Yeah, and so that was great. Currently today we're gonna have the youth prom going on down over there at the center. So that's going to be exciting. And tomorrow we have booze, brunch, and brushes. That's a tough one to say.
Booze,
brunch, and brushes at the center. And we talked to them about that. It's, you know, getting tipsy while painting and having brunch. So it's a lot of gay things all piled into one fun event.
You can go spend your pink dollars.
Pink dollars.
And paint some stuff.
Yeah.
Pink.
I believe they said it was $35, but it goes to a great cause. So it's great. And then, of course, it's EDC weekend, and we had Intensity at the official, you know, pre-party for EDC for the LGBT community at Piranha Nightclub.
How was that? Did you go to that?
I checked it out for a little bit. It was cool. I liked it.
It looked like last weekend, too, Garage was doing a little something, like a pre-party.
Yeah. Well, the Garage last weekend... they had the pit stop event going on.
Yeah, that's right. You bought one, you got one.
Yeah, it was for the center. But so every year the gays come into for EDC. They have a group called the Gay Takeover of EDC. And they always do these little fun meetups within the grounds of EDC. And yesterday they had Electric Sky Group Hug. So that was a cute little
show. Now, what is that exactly? It's just like a show or what?
So at Above and Beyond, at the stage, the circuit grounds that Above and Beyond was spinning at, they had a little place for a little meeting spot for all the gays to come and just meet and give a hug to each other and show Plur.
I love
peace,
hugs.
Love, unity, and respect.
Can I have a hug?
Here you go.
Thank you, Boo.
Oh, you're welcome.
I appreciate the warm fuzzies and everything. What else do we got going on this weekend?
So tomorrow's going to be Temptation Sunday. It's electric, and that's happening at the Luxor. So they take their pool party and turn it into a EDC-themed electric party for the weekend. And Panda Funk that we had in the studio today, he's going to be DJing there.
Out
so.
There probably in his underwear.
And we'll see about that.
We'll see about that. We'll find out.
If we do, if he's not, I'm going to just edit a photo in Photoshop and
yeah,
make it look
like
totally
he is. Photoshop and put it right up on the webpage.
And we just got I have one from his fiance. So uh-oh. This could be great. But, you know, most importantly, I'd like to say that we have Life is Beautiful coming up September 20th through the 22nd. I know it's a little bit far away. So the reason that I'm bringing this up is because we have a chance to win with our sister station on 97.1 Amp LA. So if you want to try and enter win the contest, it's going to be a 3-day VIP pass. And then you also have a 3-night hotel stay in the newly renovated Planet Hollywood Resort. You could visit our website, Fox and Freezy. That's FOXXANDFREEZY.com. And we, underneath show 4, we will have the link available for you to click and enter.
Go get yourself all signed up and stuff.
Yeah, you can check it out at lifeisbeautiful.com too.
All right, it's Fox, Sister Freezy. We're back in studio next. Who else is coming to the show?
Yeah, we also have our my good friend Steve Mitchell, who's quite a member in the community, has done some great things with Pride. He's also works with Barclay on their Spectrum Diversity Group for the employees. And he is in the running for a very special title this year, so we'll be talking to him about that.
Next on the all-new 94.1 HD2, it's Channel Q.
On the next, dumb gay politics and everything else.
It's Clip Monday.
And we have a clip of Pat Robertson talking about the Equality Act, and he calls it a, quote, blow to religious freedom.
Well, I think it's obvious that Pat Robertson loves religious freedom, and he definitely loves blowing it.
Gross.
Dumb gay politics and everything else. Monday through Thursday, 10 to noon Pacific, 1 to 3 Eastern, on the new Channel Q.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 30 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Deborah March, Mayor of Henderson. As your mayor, I care about the well-being of our community. In recent times, we've endured tragic losses. Individuals who suffered from bullying and depression sadly turned to suicide, and others with severe mental health issues have resorted to violence. It's my goal to make sure that you always feel safe and informed. Therefore, I'm pleased to announce the City of Henderson's new See Something, Say Something, Do Something campaign, which offers citizens a means of identifying and reporting suspicious or dangerous activities. If you see something you know should not be there, or if something doesn't seem quite right, say something, do something. By reporting concerning or suspicious activity, you help to keep our community safe.
For specific tools, log on to cityofhenderson.com/see-say-do-something. This message, sponsored by the City of Henderson, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Have you visited Elko lately? Make your summer plans now to enjoy scenic Lamoille Canyon, a photographer's paradise. Hiking, biking, fishing, the outdoor recreation opportunities of Elko are endless. Elko hosts amazing summer events such as the Silver State Stampede PRCA Rodeo, the National Basque Festival, the Elko Classic Car Show, Ruby Mountain Hot Air Balloon Festival, and the Elko County Fair and Horse Racing, just to name a few. Elko offers something for everyone. Enjoy the abundant cultural dining options, or discover the historic West with a tour of the Northeastern Nevada Museum, the California Trail Interpretive Center, Cowboy Arts and Gear Museum, or the Western Folklife Center. Plan your visit now. For beautiful scenic byways, exciting events, and cultural experiences, visit exploreelko.com. That's exploreelko.com for a listing of all the events and community information. Sponsored by the Elko Convention and Visitors Authority, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and the station.
Prescription opioids can be addictive and dangerous.
Opioid pain medication took everything that I had. Nothing mattered more than getting my fix. I was on the verge of being homeless. My house was being foreclosed on. Knowing that it could have been prevented makes it worse.
Prescription opioids. It only takes a little to lose a lot. Visit cdc.gov/rxawareness.
This message, developed by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, sponsored by the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Thanks for listening to Channel Q on Mix 94.1, HD2, Henderson, Las Vegas, where we are giving everyone a voice. Follow us on social media at We Are Channel Q.
We are the new Channel Q.
back on the all-new Channel Q 94.1 HD2. It's Fox and Sabrizi. Hopefully you are having a great Saturday morning. Thanks for joining us on the radio.com app. You can listen live worldwide. Never miss your favorite song or your favorite content right here on the all-new Channel Q. I'm Tyler Fox. That right there is Stefan Sofrisi. Who did you bring with us this morning?
Guest that I've invited this morning is going to be my good friend Steve Mitchell, as I mentioned. And here he is. What's up, Steve?
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, for sure, Steve. So, you know, I know these questions, but I want the community to get to know you a little bit more, too. So how long have you been in the Las Vegas community for?
So I have been active in the community since about 2012, moved here in 2014.
Okay, awesome. And where'd you move here from?
Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, ooh. Wow. Did you go to Charlie's?
I actually never did go to Charlie's.
You never
Phoenix,
went to Charlie's? Have you been to the Charlie's here in Vegas?
Times. Yes, many times.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. It's such a fun time.
Today's like a Phoenix-centered like show. We got DJ Panafunk, who moved here from Phoenix, that works at the Phoenix. And then we got Steve Mitchell here, and he's a... from Phoenix, too, as well as Landon, the owner of the Phoenix.
I feel like we should just pick the show up and move right to Phoenix.
Yeah, or name our show The Phoenix.
Right. We're live from Las Vegas, though. It's Fox and Sofrisi on 94.1 HD2. Steve, what do you do?
So by day, I am a banker. I work for BarCloser. In 2014, they opened up a call center in Henderson, and I manage about 8 teams there.
Oh, wow. And what do you guys do exactly? Like, it's just straight up money, or you guard the vault?
We service credit cards, our credit card portfolio.
Oh, that's amazing. All right. So you said you got a gay job, too?
Yes. So I started the Spectrum Diversity and Inclusion Group in Henderson in 2015 with about 35 people. It has since grown to 335 on that campus alone. And they have since asked me to become one of the national co-chairs for Spectrum.
Amazing.
And how long has Spectrum been going on with Barclays? How long has they been doing that effort for?
It's been going, I don't know the date it started in the UK, but it's been going on for quite some time. Barclays in London is the title sponsor of London Pride every year.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, so Barclays is very, very progressive and very involved.
And very gay-friendly.
Yes, absolutely.
Spend your pink dollars with them.
That's great. Yeah, the pink dollars. Pink. So can you give us a brief overview of Barclays Spectrum?
Yeah, so Barclays Spectrum is made up of the LGBT plus community and straight allies. I would say that we probably have 50% or more of the members are straight allies.
Oh, that's amazing. That's great. I love our straight allies.
Mm-hmm. And we're very active in the community. We have volunteered at the center. We are volunteering at the Pride events as well.
Nice. Okay. And you've been, and you also kind of went to some other Pride events last year outside of Vegas with that, right?
That is correct. I attended the Outfest in Philly in October 2 years ago, and also last year attended Philly Pride and New York Pride. We partnered with one of our business partners in New York, and we had a float in the New York Pride Parade. So first time there, we got to be in the parade. It was amazing.
That's great. And you work on the Pride Board here in Vegas. But before we get to questions about that, I think that some of our listeners might want to know how to apply for Barclays, since you guys are so diverse.
All you need to do is Google Join Barclays, and there'll be a website that comes up that you can click on. And, you know, we really do look to be the employer of choice with the LGBT community as well. I mean, we have 9 diversity groups, including Black professionals, Asian professionals, the Military Services Network.
Do you guys have Polish Boy Radio DJ?
That's on the slate, I think,
we're both
year.
Polish, actually, DJs.
Yeah, Polish. The Polish Party Prince is up in here this morning. It's 94.1 HDQ, Fox and Sofrisi. So you guys have, like, a lot of diversity within the employment spectrum, which I dig a lot. You know, like, here at Entercom Communications, they're pretty, like, gay-friendly, too. I mean, they let me come here and do my thing, so... You know, I applaud them for that. Now, Stefan was saying you do a lot of stuff with Las Vegas Pride.
Yeah. So I did a lot of volunteering last year, and I was, I was just impressed with the people that I came in contact with there and got very involved. I also started writing for the magazine at the time, and then just got to the point where I wanted to have a little bit stronger of a voice. So I, ran for the board, and I got elected to the board of directors for this year. And I just find the Las Vegas LGBT community is fascinating to me in so many ways, and it really has helped me. It's given me an understanding I wouldn't have had as the leader of a diversity group, and as well as that, I speak at the Out and Equal Annual Summit. And if you don't know what Out and Equal is, it's a great organization. It's the largest workplace equality organization in the world. And so I'm a part of one of their advisory committees. I also do some workshops there. So kind of seeing some of the things that go on behind the scenes and in the community here has helped me shape some of what we do to make sure that we're inclusive within the community, because I think there's a lot of exclusiveness within the LGBT community as well. So it's a good perspective to have with some of the things that I'm involved with.
Okay, so what are some of your duties on the Pride Board?
I mean, I should have written a list down because I get myself involved in so many things. I've actually just been asked to chair the volunteer committee, so now I'm doing that. The writing takes up a lot of my time because, like I said, I do about four or five interviews or articles, and I have to.
So you write too on top of all of this stuff that you do? You write?
Yeah.
What do you write?
So every month, every issue, which comes out once every 2 months, I do something called the Bi Corner. So it's just a column on different things related to the bi community within the LGBT community.
Steve is a bisexual male, too.
All right, look at you outing our good friend Steve here on the all-new Channel Q 94.1 HD2 Fox and Freezy show.
His wife will be so proud of me.
She'll be so happy to know that. All right, so how do you feel about planning for Pride this year?
I am super excited about Pride this year. I have attended all the Prides since I've moved here to Vegas. And I've been to the festival that when they had it at the Government Center and then moved to Sunset Park this year.
Okay.
The festival is going to be at the Event Center in downtown Las Vegas, which is going to be right by the parade. So,
oh, that's perfect.
Such an awesome change. And it's going to, the parade is going to follow into that for an after party.
That's
too,
right. Yeah. So the festival will actually start Friday night right after the parade. So people can just go right into the festival, and then that if they have the ticket for Friday night, they'll be able to get in on Saturday as well.
That's amazing. And I love that you guys did that, because it, like, in years past, it always kind of feels like you have to go downtown for the parade, mm-hmm. and then you have to, like, hike all the way across town to get, to the celebration. So,
right.
I mean, it's just kind of nice that you guys did that.
So and the venue is amazing as well. So that. I think everyone is going to be very happy.
Yeah, definitely. So that's going to be pretty cool. That's October 12th and 13th this year. So everybody check it out. There's also going to be some fun surprises. We got GPS that's partnered with you guys. Is that correct? Yeah, they're going to have some great events going on, some circuit parties. The water park on Sunday will be, Cowabunga Bay, will be open from 12 p.m. till 12 a.m. for the Pride event. So that's cool.
Could be like fun swimsuits and booths.
Yeah.
And water slides and hot people running around all over the place.
I think this will bring Las Vegas Pride to a whole new level.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be amazing.
That right there brings, probably 1,000, if not more, people to Las Vegas already. Matinee was, supposed to happen next weekend, but that's not happening anymore. And this is like something that's coming, and this is going to be cool and new and just amazing. So we're really mm-hmm. happy with what you guys are doing over there.
All right. So you said you've been to a bunch of different prides outside of Las Vegas. What's your favorite thing about Las Vegas Pride?
Well, I like the fact that it takes place not in June. Right.
Because it would be so hot outside.
Well, I don't mind the heat, but there's so many other activities going on, and people are leaving town to go to, the different prides in California and things like that. So I like the fact that we're a little bit later in the year, and I think it gives it a very unique feeling, and it does keep that spirit of pride going on just beyond June, right? So I'm with that coupled with the Temptation Sundays every week, it really just feels like every summer is a summer of pride.
It's a good way to close the pride season out with a bang, because we're like one of the last ones, and then it's Palm Springs Pride, and then get ready for, hibernation.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a long winter.
And the fact that we're at night. I think for a very long time, this was the only night parade. I think there's one other night parade now. Mm-hmm. But that, it just goes well with
the Vegas sparkle, glitter, glam, yeah.
The lights.
So this is Fox and Freezy here on the all-new Channel Q, 94.1 HD2. And we got Steve Mitchell in the house. So, Steve, you're a global finalist for Diversity Network Member of the Year. Can you tell us a little bit about that? Is that with Barclays Spectrum, too?
Yeah, so Barclays Bank does a global. They used to have two awards every year. They had a community award for volunteering, and they had a diversity Award for the Diversity Network. So,
okay.
So there were over 600 nominations this year, and they got it down to 30 people. So I'm one of 30 people from around the world who has been named a finalist for, there's 10 different awards and three finalists for each award. So the one I was nominated for is Diversity Member of the Year. And one of my, I hate to say the competition, but I'm up against someone from Hong Kong. I'm also up against someone from the UK. So the thing that I was specifically nominated for was I put on an event in 2017 and 2018 around Coming Out Day. And what we did is we had a video conference in the town halls in all of our buildings across the U.S. And we picked out people who would tell their coming out stories at work.
Okay.
And we covered the L, the G, the B, the T, and a straight ally as well. So after the first one in October of 2017, about a month later, one of our employees came to me and said that they identify as a female, but at work they come dressed as a man.
Got it.
But outside of work, they're a female, and they felt so empowered by the fact that we put that event on that they wanted to now be authentic at work.
Oh, so that's amazing.
I sponsored this person to transition at work. It was about a 6-month period. We had to figure out things like getting names, you know, what certain things you could change the name on, other things you couldn't until the like government paperwork.
Oh, yeah.
So we had to figure out, what could we change the name on? How do we change the picture on the badge and on the corporate phone book online? So there was a lot of things. How do you prepare an 1,100 person campus to all of a sudden one day someone comes walking in as a different gender? And
right.
What about dress code? And what about the bathroom, you know, situation and all of those things? So I actually went around to all of the teams on campus the month before this person, you know, came to work as their authentic self, and walk them through Barclays policy. Our benefits actually pay for gender reassignment surgery as well. So, like I said, we're pretty progressive.
That's
and
just beautiful.
So, the first Sunday this person came to work as a female, I met him there and brought her a nice leather journal and a pen, and just said, you know, why don't you just start journaling your authentic life now? You know,
right.
You don't have to hide anymore. You can be yourself. And it really went very smoothly. There were never any issues. And so that, along with, while I work with Spectrum primarily, I also, because we were the first group on campus, I've also helped most of the other groups get started and given them best practices and how you can grow. And 77% of the people on our campus belong to at least one of our diversity.
Hey, so what happens if you win?
Well, that's a good question. I'm not quite sure.
Well, no, you'll have to come back on the show.
And cash and stuff.
Right. You'll have to come back on the show and let us know what happens when you win, because you are, I have a strong feeling you're going to win. That story right there almost, you know, just took me to tears. And it's really great that we have diversity groups like this within companies, and just things are getting so much better for us. I feel it's still a constant battle, but progress is all we need, and this is progress, my friends.
That's right. Steve, where can we find you on social medias?
You can just find me on Facebook under Chip and Paul, Chippenpaul. That is my alter ego. I'm also in a Kiss tribute band here in Las Vegas.
Oh, you are?
So
he's got a rocking body, and he impersonates Paul Stanley. So Chip and Paul, like Chip and Dale's.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. That makes sense. Well,
so Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, I'm all over those.
All Chip and Paul, Chippenpaul.
All right. On behalf of Fox and Sir Freezy, thanks so much for joining us this week on 94.1 HD2. Steve, keep up the great work, and come back and see us soon.
Thank you for having me.
We love you, Vegas.
How I'm beginning to be an optimist about this. you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all? And if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like you've been here before? How am I gonna be an optimist about this? How am I gonna be an optimist about this? Oh, where do we begin? And the walls kept tumbling down in the city that we love. Great clouds roll over the hills, bringing darkness from above. But if you close your eyes,
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.